This is a Rally Week in Review for the week of January 5th, 2009. I'm James Turner, contributing editor to Rally Media, and I'll be your host as we look at what's been going on around the Rally universe, check in with some of our editors, have a talk with Tim O'Reilly, and check out this week's quiz. The podcast took a few weeks off for the holidays, but we're back now and eager to look at what's coming up in 2009. Contributing editor Kurt Cagle has a few thoughts about why this year may not be as dire as it seems, but in fact may be a year of opportunities.
It's been said that one man's crisis is another man's opportunity, and at no time has that been more true than it looks to be in 2009. There are significant changes going on in the economy right now, changes that for many people represent great loss or the breakdown of the existing status quo. For programmers, however, it should be seen as a time of opportunity, a time of challenge to be able to test those things that we have learned and profited by for the last decade or more. I see 2009 as being a time where programmers may actually be able to make a significant dent, significant direction change in how we perceive our life and how we live our lives, and do so in a way that is not only beneficial for one another, but also in the end beneficial for us personally. So in looking at what's happening and what will be happening in the days and weeks and months ahead, I think looking at it through the dark lenses of despair will only make you miss the opportunities that are out there. For O'Reilly Media, this is Kurt Cagle.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt will be conducting interviews with some of the scheduled speakers at O'Reilly's upcoming MoneyTech conference, which will be occurring at the beginning of February. In the last podcast quiz before the holidays, we asked you a holiday-related television question. We asked you what Casey Kasem, Vincent Price, Danny Kaye, and author Peter S. Beagle all had in common. The answer is that they were all involved in Rankin-Bass cartoons. Kaye, Price, and Kasem all provided voices for Here Comes Peter Cottontail, with Kasem providing the voice of Peter himself. Peter S. Spiegel's book, The Last Unicorn, was adapted into an animated film by Rankin-Bass. I particularly liked it. We had a winner last week. His name was John, and I'm going to spell the last name, D-Z-A-K. He received the choice of books from the O'Reilly catalog. He chose Head First Algebra. This week's question is a little bit of a treasure hunt through the Internet Engineering Task Force's Request for Comment, or RFC, archives. RFCs are used to propose new protocols and standards for the Internet, and some of the keystones of the Internet are built using them. For example, RFC 733 specifies the fields that you see in email messages. So, here's the treasure hunt. Start by taking two RFCs related to birds. Add the numbers together, subtract the original RFC for the simple mail transfer protocol, and divide by 30. What you'll end up with is a proposed specification for a very commonly used protocol. Tell us what that protocol is, and if you want to, include the math that you used to get it. And if you're the first person with the correct answer, you'll receive your choice of any book in the O'Reilly catalog. If you live outside the United States, you'll get your choice of any PDF we make available. Good luck! Tired of lugging around heavy paper books? Try an O'Reilly ebook instead. We now offer over 700 of our titles available in PDF or electronic format, and over 130 of our top titles. For a real sense of recursion, try reading David Pogue's iPhone The Missing Manual on your iPhone. We also offer titles such as JavaScript, The Definitive Guide, Learning Python, and High Performance Websites. And all of our Head First books are also available as PDFs. Check online for how to download these DRM-free electronic books. It's time now to talk to Tim O'Reilly, the CEO and founder of O'Reilly Media. How was your holidays, Tim?
I was good. It was really nice to get off the grid a little bit, although I spent way more time on Twitter than I probably should.
Were you doing, like, you know, lighting tree now?
No. It was all about things I'm reading. And most of what I do is retweet interesting things that I read or things I'm thinking about.
So what have you been seeing that's interesting lately?
Well, the thing I just got fascinated with recently, there was a piece about XBRL and financial reporting for Wall Street. And then the question arose of whether and how we could be tracking the bailout money. And that led me down the path of thinking in general about the whole financial market and the financial meltdown as an information system, and then wondering what kind of tools we have for managing other large information systems that could apply there. And so actually I sent off some mail to a couple of people at Google just asking, hey, is there anything that we can learn from the Google search quality team about how the SEC ought to be reconstituted, in this information age? Because right now I had this sort of imaginary scene of these, 20th century paper pushers at the SEC trying to chase down electronic markets. And how do we make, net native financial regulation?
Right. It's in the same way that like the patent office has been overwhelmed because they're not used to the volume.
Right. So I think, Clay said it really well. It's not information overload, it's filter failure. And, the SEC is using old school filters for new school information fire hoses.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Thanks.
Well, that's it for this week's O'Reilly Week in Review, where our New Year's resolution is to finally get some theme music. We hope you have a good week, and we'll see you again next week. For O'Reilly Media, this is James Turner.